Hello, everybody, and welcome. This is Jeremy Moskowitz in a... I don't know what this is. Is this a podcast? Is this an interview? Is this just a recording with a close friend? I don't know what the heck it is. But I'm on the phone here with Aaron Margosis from Microsoft. A lot of you guys know Aaron from his work with his amazing SysInternals book. He's a kick-ass speaker at Microsoft Ignite and just a close personal friend. And we share a lot in common because we love the desktop. So, Aaron, tell us a little bit about yourself, what you do at Microsoft, just to reintroduce yourself to our GP Answers friends.
Okay, let's see. Gosh. So, my name is Aaron Margosis, so Jeremy got that right. I've been with Microsoft for 17 years. I focus a lot on cybersecurity in various ways. I promoted running as non-admin a decade ago, and that's become sort of the standard for how Windows is done now. I've been involved with things like the Pass the Hash white paper and the Windows security guidance. If you see the security baselines that we have been publishing through the Security Compliance Manager, I've been one of the co-authors, basically, of that content, along with some tools.
And, well, there you go. I mean, if you're there for 17 years, you have to make a mark somehow, and I think you've made a serious mark already.
I think it's amazing to be anywhere and not get fired. You know, just holding a job is, I think they just overlooked me somehow.
Yeah, well if you get overlooked, that means you also probably don't get raises. But hey, at least you get to go to work every day. Purpose in life, something you love. So.
Yeah, I'll probably end up saying something on this call that threatens my job security, but you know, that's how it goes.
Well, you'll have to, I can't see you, so I can't just say wiggle your ear and I'll delete it off the audio, but if it comes to that, you'll just let me know. All right, cool. So look, you know, I know you from a long time. We've done a lot of like cool, fun road trips together where I think we went to Belgium and the Netherlands. That was super fun. Mm-hmm. I always get to see you at conferences, but I know you're always working on new stuff, and why don't you just let us know what's new. I'm pretty sure you have yet another edition of your SysInternals book. Let's start with that. Is that true?
Yes, almost done. Oh my goodness, this has been taking so long. So the Windows SysInternals Administrator's Reference came out in 2011. Everything in it is still accurate, but it's no longer complete. It used to be accurate and complete, but there's been a lot of updates to SysInternals tools. There's new tools, etc. And I swore I'd never do it, but I signed a contract with Mark and Microsoft Press to release a new version of the book, an updated version. It's going to be much bigger, lots more case of the unexplained, lots more explanations for details we didn't cover last time, including the XML schema the process monitor uses, and you know, documentation, of course, of all the new tools that are in there in the SysInternals suite as well. And it's been a lot harder this time. And I mean, I thought it was just going to be, it's just an update to the existing, but it's, in some cases, it's major rewrite. So ProcDump has been overhauled so many times that it gets its own chapter now. And part of it also is that both Mark and me have never been busier in our careers at Microsoft. And so that's been making it take a lot longer than I'd expect.
Yeah.
But yeah, looking forward, we're near the end. So hopefully out in the next few months.
I definitely understand the process of having something and making it better and getting a book out the door. I just went through the same process at the bottom of last year as well for my updated group policy book. And I mean, it's a thing. It's people don't realize how much time it takes in order to get something to be as awesome as you want it to be. And I'm sure you feel the same way.
And I kind of had a sense for it when the idea first came up of my being a co-author with Mark on a book, because I knew that there's no way I had time to write a book that would be just so time-consuming. But I ended up doing it because I needed a copy of that book. I needed that book to exist for my own purposes. And I realized at one point that the only way it was going to happen was if I co-authored it. And excellent. That's how I became a co-author.
Smart. Very cool. So do I also have it right? I mean, I got this email that blew my face clean off, which is that there's this conference in Helsinki with that nutjob Sammy Laiho, the other MVP, and you are going to be co-chairing it or co-speaking at it, and this is a conference all about the SysInternals tools.
Yes, so Sammy's running a conference that celebrates the 20th anniversary of SysInternals, and he invited Mark and me to come and present. Mark is going to be there virtually. I'm going to be there in person.
Aha.
So, okay. Yeah.
Well, I'll be there in spirit.
And I just saw also that Paula Januszkiewicz is going to be speaking at that conference as well. So
yeah.
That'll be cool.
And also Tim Mangan, who's an AppV Propellerhead MVP guy.
Mm. Cool.
So basically, every speaker who's speaking, I know personally and are really smart, and it sounds like a smashing time. I'm super jealous. There's just no, like, transporter system that I could just get there, go have dinner and come back. Just but that sounds fantastic. I recommend everybody to go to that if they can get there. That sounds great. I'm really, really jealous. Cool. All right, great. All right, and you've been extra busy. You've created a couple of tools.
Yes.
Which is sort of like that's how I kind of got thinking about, you know, why don't I just give Aaron a call and maybe we'll have him walk through his new tools with our group policy GP Answers team member. So let's go through those two tools first, and then we'll talk about everything else. So you've got two tools. One's called Policy Analyzer. The other one is called LGPO. Let's go in that order. So tell us about Policy Analyzer.
So Policy Analyzer is a GUI tool that basically it takes artifacts from a GPO backup, right? Registry.pol, gpttemple.inf, audit.csv, typically in the form of a GPO backup that has the XML files, etc. It reads that content and reverses back from it what are the group policy settings that created this, right? And then it allows you to do comparisons against other sets of GPOs. So something I haven't looked at a lot of the other GPO tools that are out there other than the Security Compliance Manager, but this one allows you to take a set of GPOs and treat them as a single unit. And it'll point out you've got duplication in here, it'll point out you've got internal conflicts in here, and then you can compare those sets of GPOs against other GPOs and see, you know, how do these differ. So for example, the Microsoft baseline for Windows 10, how does it differ from the Center for Internet Security's baseline? How does it differ from the DISA STIG for Windows 10? And see, you know, all the little differences. And it'll find very low-level things that you would miss if you were just looking at documentation, for example. I've been using this, an internal version of it, for years, and finding things like, okay, you know, this the screensaver grace period setting got misconfigured because it's represented as a D word instead of a string. It'll find those little differences like that.
So just to make sure I've got it straight, and I did a little playing around with the tool like when it first came out or when it first announced. I'm a little rusty, but I have used it already. To make sure I've got it straight, in order to use the tool, I think what I heard you just say is that it doesn't touch the live ecosystem. It doesn't touch live GPOs. I need to take real GPOs, back them up, and then sum them together, sum these backup files together, and that becomes a unit that I'm checking against another unit. Am I articulating that correctly?
Yeah, I think so. You could probably point it at live GPOs. So you go to the add dialog and you point it at a directory and say, go find all the GPO files under here. Now you should be able to point it at a
sys file.
Yeah, exactly, and pull all those in.
Okay. No, I hadn't tried that.
I don't typically do it that way, but that should work.
Okay. All right. Good to know. Hey, look at that. Undocumented feature just by listening to our podcast or whatever this thing is called. Okay. That's interesting. Okay, great. So, like, what are the kinds – so I heard what you said, but maybe there's some additional tips and tricks that maybe you want to give folks who – are thinking about using the tool. Where should they start? What are some traps and pitfalls about using it?
Let's see. Tips. Minor thing. You know, the UI really needs to be improved a bit. That was the reason. That was the main reason it didn't come out a long time ago. Because I've been working on this for, I think I started working on it in 2009. And it just needed, the UI needed to be more intuitive, and it's probably not quite there yet. So you say, go find these files in this GPO, and then you import those in, and that import interface is probably not ideal yet, because you get this list of files and the dates and sizes and things like that, and people seem to intuitively think, I can just select on here, right, by, you know, using control click and select the ones I want. But it's not working that way. It's whatever's in the list is going to get imported into a single set.
Got it. Okay, cool.
So yeah, that's a minor thing. So if I get a chance to improve that, I'm going to, you know, work on that part of the interface.
All right.
It saves it. It takes all this stuff. One cool thing about it is it takes all these settings and canonicalizes them. So if you have extra registry settings in a security template, and then you've also got GPOs in a registry.poll that happen to point to the same thing, it'll see them as the same thing because it canonicalizes everything. It also, when you do a comparison of user rights assignments, it canonicalizes the setting by putting the values in alphabetical order, so that if you've got users and administrators in one set and administrators and users in another set, if you do a straight text compare, that will fail. That'll say these are different, but they're really the same. So Policy Analyzer canonicalizes them, sorts them before doing the compare.
So when you say canonicalizing them, I think what you, just to put it in layman's terms, and just if I'm wrong, just say, hey, Moskowitz is totally wrong. I think what you're saying is you're peeling off the layer of the definition's name, and you're talking about specifically the darn thing that the button is actually pushing. So, like, you're trying to compare the actual value of the screensaver timeout and not the name of, you know, maximum
exactly.
Screen save
Tyro. Exactly, because that's why it uses group policy files as the source material. It's the stuff which is actually getting applied to the system, not the text that was in the spreadsheet or in the UI.
Right, and that can change over time.
That, yes, exactly, but the registry values tend not to.
No, they don't.
And so registry.poll is just a series of registry commands. This key, this value, right, this data type, do this. And that's the material that's being compared with Policy Analyzer.
Great. And just to be super clear, and again, tell me if I'm wrong because it's your tool, you're only negotiating the reg.poll stuff. You're not, I don't think you're negotiating other areas like, say, group policy preferences files. And
Good point. Yeah, so it does security templates. It's group policy. Group policy, security templates, advanced auditing.
Yep.
And registry.poll. Registry.poll will include things like firewall rules,
yep,
and AppLocker and probably SRP, although I never look at that.
It does.
Some of those other areas, but it doesn't yet do group policy preferences. That's something I'd like to get to at some point. Oh, and also what it does is when you read in this file and do the compare, it will read all the ADMX files on the system, so that it can then, it parses all those and figures out, okay, for this registry key, this registry value, what group policy setting could apply that?
Well, right? There you go.
So that you can work it back that way. And when you export to Excel, it orders it primarily by the group policy editor path.
Well, somebody, when I announced this on GP Answers, somebody had already played with it, and he emailed me back quickly and said, hey, if you get to speak to Aaron, I have a feature request. You want to know his feature? Huh. Okay, here we go. His feature request was that he wanted to say, like, click a checkbox that says, you know, use the central store ADMX definitions.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's there's a few problems. Again, this is something I wrote.
Yeah, spare time. Yep.
Kind of, yes, and yeah. So there are some drawbacks. One is it's really right now only U.S. English. Because what it'll do is it'll look at all the ADMX files in the Windows policy definitions directory and then match those up with the corresponding ADML files in the EN-US directory.
Yeah, right.
So, yeah, that's a limitation. I do want to add internationalization. I'll need help with that because I'm not going to be able to test that very well. I did do some reverse engineering using Process Monitor to figure out what it was doing, and so it'll actually look in the... I'm going to change how it does that, but yeah, central store would be another thing that would be really valuable to add. I need to figure that part out.
Yep. Well, I just that's cool, and you know that's great. That's all my questions on Policy Analyzer. Unless you have any parting thoughts about, I don't know, anything else you want to share?
Yeah, the feedback so far has been very, very positive. It's been a huge time saver for me over the last several years, and now other people are seeing that as well. And the comments I've been receiving through the blog and elsewhere have been very positive like that. So
great. If people
hopefully it helps people out. Yeah.
Oh, sorry. If people do have questions about the tool specifically, you know, either how-to, bug fixes, problems, features, anything, what is the best channel to get items back to you?
Right now, the best way is going to be on the blog post.
Okay.
Through the security guidance blog. Are you going to post the link to that?
Yeah, I already did. I'll double make sure that happens again.
Yep. Yeah.
Great. Super.
That's probably the best way.
Excellent.